Exodus chapter 17. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin, after their journeys, according to the commandment of the Lord Jehovah, and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people complained to Moses, and said, "Give us water that we may drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you complain to me? Why do you tempt the Lord Jehovah?" And the people thirsted there for water. And the people murmured against Moses and said, "Why is this that you have brought us up out of Egypt, to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?" And Moses cried to the Lord Jehovah, saying, "What shall I do to this people? They are almost ready to stone me." And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, "Go on before the people, and take with you of the elders of Israel, and your rod, with which you struck the river, take it in your hand and go. Look, I will stand before you there upon the rock in Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water shall come out of it, that the people may drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah, temptation, and Meribah, strife, because of the complaining of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord Jehovah, saying, "Is the Lord Jehovah among us, or not?" Then Amalek came, and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, "Choose out men among us, and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone, and put it under him, and he sat upon it. And Aaron and Hur held up his hands, the one on the one side, and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, "Write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, because I will completely put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven." And Moses built an altar, and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, "Jehovah is my banner," because he said, "Because the Lord Jehovah has sworn that the Lord Jehovah will have war with Amalek from generation to generation."